702.
What's gone viral?
So what's gone viral this time around? Not with Kabazela, it's actually with Clive. It's a good morning to you, Clive.
Good morning, Aravile. You well?
I am, actually. So let's talk about it then. What's gone viral? Flight or flight? Two passengers thrown off a plane?
Yeah, and you won't believe this. It's for, as some people would say, the most stupid reason ever. But is it really? So a United flight bound for Las Vegas had to be rerouted, Arabile, after two male passengers became embroiled in a physical altercation. Guess what this was about? They were fighting over elbow placement on the armrest. Yeah, the incident occurred less than 15 minutes after takeoff there from San Francisco International Airport, and the aircraft returned to San Francisco, where the two men, Arabilo, were subsequently escorted off the plane. Now, they were both detained by the police, but neither was seriously injured. Now, this video quickly went viral, and it started a very important debate about the ownership of the armrest and who was to blame for this fiasco.
The airline manufacturers, that's who's to blame. How do you make such a small, like, armrest? Have you seen how tiny those things are?
Yeah, no, some of them are quite tiny. And there's this guy who tweeted, right? And he's basically saying, these are the simple rules. We just have to follow them. Now, listen to this. He says, the aisle gets the leg room. So if you're sitting on the aisle, you get the leg room. The window seat gets the window. That's obviously the privilege. And then the middle seat gets the two armrests. Now, do you agree?
The theory actually made sense. I get that. I mean, you got the window seat, and that means that, you know, you basically you've got
you've got a nice
headrest, a view as well. You actually handle the sliding window sort of thingy as well to show how much sunlight comes in or doesn't come in at all. And if you're on the aisle, then you're there sitting with your, you know, you can put your legs out a little bit more, and you have an armrest on your side too, right?
So is it fair, though, for the one in the middle to have access to both the armrests?
Yeah, I'm willing to give up the armrest in the middle and
I mean, a lot of people have been fighting over this one, saying, no, that shouldn't be the case. I'm saying, yeah, no, it should. But it actually raises a question, Arabile. Firstly, I want to find out if people agree with what this gentleman is saying. But secondly, I think it would be interesting to find out what irks you the most when traveling in a plane. I mean, for me, I try to sit by the window often because I don't like it when people have to stand up to go pee, because it's kind of annoying.
Yep.
Sometimes if it's a long flight, you want to take a nice nap and just relax. And then you have this person constantly going to the loo, and I'm like, stop drinking water.
And they just keep on ordering that water, right? They just keep going.
It's so annoying. But let's ask that question. What irks you the most when traveling in a plane or in any public transport, actually? Maybe in a taxi or a bus. But certainly those plane ones would be quite interesting to hear.
Sure. I find that one very interesting. Yet another example of poor driving on South African roads. This will be unsurprising, I presume.
Yeah, no, not surprising at all. And guess what kind of driver is involved in this type of...
A minibus of sorts.
Yep. Yet another taxi involved an accident. Now, this comes after a white taxi failed to observe a traffic sign and it then hit and pushed off the road by an oncoming truck. Now, the person came to this intersection, and as you would assume a person would do, they needed to obviously wait and allow others to go that have the right of way. But this taxi driver was like, no, I'm too much in a hurry, so let me just quickly go. And he didn't notice a truck coming, and the two collided, and of course it then resulted in an accident. But a lot of people on social media have expressed their anger, Arabile, you know, saying that these accidents can be preventable. They're so unnecessary. So there's a lot of growing calls for more cautious driving by those ferrying the public to and from work, because a lot of people use public transport, and you know, it is quite sad to know that one day your father went off in the morning to go work and make a living, and then you get that dreaded call saying, unfortunately, your father or your loved one is no more because of reckless behavior by a taxi driver. I mean, it's really just not on.
It's a saga that we've always put out for the longest time. You know, even coming to work in the mornings when we sort of do. I mean, we come through when the roads are pretty much empty for the most part. But there's always that one that just crosses the road through a red robot without even blinking.
Yeah.
And those are always going to be dangerous. All right, Clive, thank you so much for that. What's gone viral?